Morning. It's a blessing to be with you this morning. And following Mr. Suiso's excellent exhortation on justification, I thought it would be fitting to continue by discussing another grace of the Christian life that accompanies and begins to occur right after our justification, and that is sanctification. And so today we're going to talk a little bit about sanctification. And so for all you young ones here, we're throwing out some pretty big words. Justification, sanctification, you know, we're talking about five-syllable words here. So it might be difficult to understand and kind of follow, but it's important for you to understand these. And especially sanctification, if you have been justified in Christ, maybe you've come up here and made a profession of faith, because sanctification, once you're a true believer, is your future. It is your life. It will characterize the rest of your Christian life. You see, just as you grow up in stature, in physical stature, you're going to grow taller, you're going to grow muscles, you're going to grow long hair, you will also grow spiritually. And this is the will of God for your life. You will become more holy so that you can glorify God. You will become more Christ-like in your Christian walk. And yes, you're going to learn a lot of neat things through your life. You're going to learn how to build houses. You may learn how to play instruments. But growing in Christ and knowing Christ is of great importance to God. Remember, the Apostle Paul said, "I count all things lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Jesus Christ my Lord, that I may gain Christ, that I may be found in Him, that I may know Christ." And so while justification, as Mr. Suiso taught us, is declaring the sinner righteous, sanctification is God's renewing and transforming of everything in your life. He's going to renew your mind, your will, your affections, your behaviors. Not to perfection here on earth. We will not be perfect, but we will grow in Christ's likeness. Our Westminster Shorter Catechism says, "Sanctification is the work of God's free grace, whereby we are renewed in the whole man after the image of God and enabled more and more to die unto sin and to live unto righteousness." The larger catechism, if you take a look at that, even says it's through the powerful work of the Holy Spirit, so that we're stirred up, we're increased, we're strengthened more and more to die unto sin and to live unto newness of life. So you can simply think of sanctification like this. It begins at regeneration, and it's really carried on in two ways. It's giving life to that which is good, and putting to death that which is evil in man, or our sin. Right? So we can think of that. Life to that which is good, and death to that which is bad. So, again, for the young ones here, especially if you profess faith in Christ, you're going to be convicted by the Spirit. And all of a sudden, you're going to recognize, after you're seeking for God, that, wow, I need to forgive. I need to speak nicely. And the Spirit's going to convict you to give life to those things and grow in holiness. And at the same time, you might be convicted to, I need to stop lying. I need to stop being the center of attention. I need to stop being prideful, maybe. I need to put that to death. So more life to that which is good and death to that which is bad. For those of you that are taking notes, and by the way, that's through your own sanctification, here's a brief summary. Sanctification is the work of the Holy Spirit in your life to grow in holiness and righteousness, to give life to that, to kill, or as our confession says, to mortify your sin and to become more like Christ. So a few important points on growing in holiness or on sanctification. Remember that sanctification is a progressive work of God's grace. So let's not turn this into a works righteousness kind of thing. You know, we're pretty good at when people try to turn justification into works righteousness, we're pretty good at saying, hold on, don't do that. Let's not make the mistake that maybe they make with sanctification as well. It's a powerful work of the Holy Spirit, whereby we are enabled to exercise growth, grow in maturity and transformation into Christ-likeness. So don't make it a decisional thing, right? Don't say, well, you know, I'm looking at my calendar. On Tuesday, I have some time to be sanctified, but I'm really busy the rest of the week. No, No, that's not what our confession says. It says it's by His Word and His Spirit dwelling in us. Yet, we're not to be passive in it either. Right? We need to respond to the conviction. We need to strive to grow in holiness, and we should. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. We should take very seriously God's sanctification in our life. And during this time of confession, in our service now, it's something every one of us should consider. Is how are we doing that? This is how we're to abide in the vine. You remember our pastor about 2 months ago talking about in John 15, to abide in the vine, to be a good branch. Where Christ says, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. So there is an action. There's an active work for us in sanctification. It's not a, let go and let God. You know, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, oh, well, I guess I just didn't get sanctified ever. No. Be ambitious for growth in Christ, not passive. Passiveness is not holiness. Seeking God and seeking His holiness is good, is what Christ wants. So the question for us today is, do you desire to grow in Christ's likeness? As Mr. Allen reminded us last week, are you seeking first His kingdom and not your own? Or how are you giving? How are you giving yourself to know Christ more? Christ will use a variety of ways to sanctify us. It may be through reading His Word, through the conviction of the Holy Spirit. He may use trials, may use blessings, so that we can declare, as Paul did in Colossians so beautifully, that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of Him. And we're reminded that we're being transformed in His image with ever-increasing glory, or as the King James says, from glory to glory, which comes from the Lord. Now, once we understand that this is a work of the Spirit, we can respond to instructive verses once we're in Christ. For example, Proverbs 4:23, some of you might know, watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flows the springs of life. And this verse, just as an example, is pretty important to me in my life. Because many, many years ago, we were just married, and it was almost 17 years ago. I remember this distinctly because it was a sanctifying work in my life. I remember being on a chairlift at a ski resort in Alaska, and I was talking to a friend of mine. We were going up, you have some time there to talk if you've ever been on a chairlift, and you can talk. And I was sort of boasting in the liberty I have to watch whatever media I want, that I can do that, right? He had a different opinion on the subject, and we kind of discoursed a little while, and in the end, he just said, okay, well, do whatever you want, but just think about Proverbs 4:23. I had no idea what Proverbs 4:23 was, so of course I ran home and I read it, and I read it again, and I prayed about it, and I was convicted. And I talked to my wife about it, and she prayed, and we prayed together, and she was convicted. And at that point in time, we had to make a change in our life. We were on this track and we just pivoted in a totally different track on what we would do and how we would live our life and how we would live our home life in many ways. And that set in course a different trajectory that I believe led to more sanctification. So praise be to God for that, the work of the Spirit. Christ says we're no longer slaves to sin, we're slaves to righteousness, and slaves have no choice. So remember that you're a redeemed child of God and accept the conviction of the Spirit. Growing in holiness, sometimes sanctification is called growing in holiness. Did you know that? That word sanctus really means holy, sanctification. You're growing in holiness. But note that holiness is not something the world is really going to care about. You're not going to go out in the world and say, hey, let's talk about growing in holiness. But recognize that as Christians, as true believers, growing in holiness should be a normal pattern of our life. That should be our expectation as we seek God. Right? We need to remember that as obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust, but as in ignorance, but as He who called you is holy, you also should be holy in all your conduct. Peter reminds us. We should think that as Christians, I should be growing in holiness. Right? And through the conviction of the Holy Spirit, you will find yourself orienting your life towards holiness. Now, some of you may have remember the hymn, Take Time to Be Holy. It's a good hymn. And what it's talking about is the work of the Holy Spirit to bring sanctification in your life. And I'll just read verse 2 here real quick. Take time to be holy. The world rushes on. Spend much time in secret with Jesus alone. Looking to Jesus, like Him thou shalt be. Thy friends in thy conduct, His likeness shall see. People should see Christ in us as we are sanctified through it. So give your life, give yourself to be sanctified by the Spirit. And just, I'm just going to pull a couple verses out of the Word. Listen to the exhortation of the Word and notice our active role in it. Fix your eyes on Christ and walk in newness. Ponder the path of your feet, Proverbs says. Let your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or the left. Timothy says, flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Pursue. I mean, that's the word we use when, like, the police are chasing the bad guys.
I'm in pursuit of the bad guy.
Right? That's not passive. That's like, you know, pedal to the metal. That's all out. We're to seek peace and pursue it. May we glorify God in doing that. You know, our pastor talked a couple months ago about growing in Christ's likeness, in Christ's fullness. And we should do that. We should take the conviction of the Holy Spirit to grow in Christ's likeness and to apply it to your life. It will bring changes in your life. It'll bring changes in how you live your day-to-day life, how you spend your Sundays, how you spend your evenings, what you do when you're alone. And no one's watching. No one knows. You see, we need to integrate God's Word into all of our life. Galatians 5, as you all know, are familiar with the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5 reminds us that we need to walk in the Spirit. We can't walk in the deeds of the flesh. We have to walk in the Spirit to bear good fruit. And we're also told in Romans to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Right? But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. Right? Make no provision. Remember that? Mortifying our sins. Make no provision for. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's always fun, I think. You wake up one morning and you look at the window and it's just white. It's just a blizzard outside. Right? It's like, wow, it's brighter than it is now. Because it's just snowing heavily and the wind swirling and there's already a foot of snow on the ground. And of course, all the children say, we want to go outside. And okay, let's go outside. Let's have fun. But stop. Right? Because you're still in your pajamas. Okay, so that's not going to work. So let's put a coat on. No, in fact, you need to put your whole snowsuit on. You need to put your snowsuit on, your boots on, right? Your gloves, so it's just like the Eskimo thing, right? So all we see is this, and then we'll be ready to go outside in that. And then inevitably, happens every time, my wife and I go out there and I'm trying to identify my children. I said, who just sled down the hill really fast? And she said, I don't know. All I see is snowsuit. I don't know. All I see is a snowsuit. I can't even distinguish the children. As it should be with us, as we're sanctified, people should see us and see Christ. We're not going to be perfect. We're not going to be Christ. But might they hear from us the words of grace? Might they see in our hands the actions of Christ, the love of Christ? Right? So may we put on the Lord Jesus Christ. It says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision of the flesh. Do not even think about how to fulfill its lusts. And so just as Mom says, don't even think about going outside in your pajamas into the blizzard. Hopefully as you're sanctified and you mature and you grow, by the time you're 30, you say, yeah, I wouldn't even think about going outside in a blizzard without my coat on. Right? Don't go through this life without putting on Christ and remembering that moment after moment. So seek to know Christ more. Be in the Word in prayer. If you were to ask me, well, what can we do to be sanctified, if at all, other than the guidance of the Holy Spirit? It's to be in the Word in prayer. And don't just, I fell into the habit of I did it to check a box. I read the Word. I'm good for today. No, don't do that. Consider it. Meditate. Apply it to your life. Expect to grow. Pray for growth. Pray for the illumination of the Holy Spirit. And has been exhorted many times from this pulpit, set your mind on things above, as we read in Colossians 3. Right? If you were then raised with Christ, then set your mind on things above. So we need to do that more and more. And, you know, sanctification needs to be brought through, needs to be received by each individual believer. But, you know, also, to the parents here, we have an amazing opportunity to really set an environment for the Holy Spirit's sanctification to work in our families. To just set an environment. Say, welcome, Holy Spirit, come and sanctify us. Seek that we may seek you, that we may be glorified more. Right? We can do this through things like daily, consistent family worship. Right? The fathers can do that. If the dad's not there, mom needs to do it. And if you're like me and you need help and you read Ezekiel 44 and you're like, I don't know what that was talking about, then get a study Bible. Right? Prepare. Right? It'll bless you too. It has me. So rig your home as a place where genuine sanctification will strive. Not something in your own strength, not something forced. That causes exasperation. No. But where the Spirit is invited, where the work of the Holy Spirit is wanted, just seek out these opportunities. And I don't know what it's going to look like in your home. Right? It's going to look different. Take the conviction of the Holy Spirit. It may be changing the type of music you have on in the home. It might be, well, there's a missionary in town. Maybe we should have him over for dinner. I don't know what it's going to look like. But just think about these things. So this is sanctification. Growing in holiness, putting to death our sin, and growing in Christ-likeness. And let me just end with this. We all know that true believers are declared righteous by God, and we're all equal in our salvation. But in sanctification, we might be in different places, and we need to love one another. Let us not despise that's how God works. Let us love one another. May we humbly build one another up to faith and trusting in Jesus more, wherever we are on the pilgrim path. So may you consider that now, and may you consider your life in Christ as we go into a prayer of confession. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the work of your Holy Spirit. We thank you that you have given us your word, God, which is so instructive to us about how we may seek you, how we may glorify you, how we may walk in your grace. Father, we ask now and we confess to you, God, that we may not be so sober-minded about our own sanctification, about the work of the Holy Spirit. Father, would you convict us even now by the Spirit as we consider your truth here today? And Father, may we go forth as well as we confess our love for one another, that it would not despise the differences in us, but it would abound in love, that we would love one another as Christ loved us, Father. And we may build one another up, that we may impart grace to the hearers with the words that we speak that would be loving, and we would encourage and build one another up in the faith as you have called us. Father, only you are fully holy. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty that we declare to you today. Father, as we consider this and we consider our humility, we confess to you our own sins now, quietly and privately.